This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Authorities in Missouri say 17 people are dead after high waves capsized a so-called duck boat with 31 people aboard Thursday night. As AP's Rita Foley reports, a woman who watched the tour boat sink in Branson, Missouri, is talking about the deadly incident.
It's really sad that I knew some of those people weren't going to get to go home.
Jenny Carr says she saw the tour boat rocking and knew something bad was about to happen.
There wasn't nothing you could do. The crew did a really good job of trying to get everybody out that they could get out.
She shot the video of the boat sinking. It played as she appeared on the Today Show. I'm Rita Foley.
Duck boats are based on a World War II design and were used to transport personnel and supplies over both land and sea. The six-wheeled amphibious drive trucks were first manufactured in the United States in the 1940s. Israel has carried out wide-scale airstrikes and deployed tanks against what it described as militant sites in Gaza, killing four Palestinians on Friday. Israel's military said it struck eight Hamas positions after its soldiers came under fire by Hamas militants. It later said that fighter jets commenced a wide-scale attack against Hamas military targets throughout the Gaza Strip. The military said Hamas chose to escalate the security situation and will bear the consequences for its actions. The militant Islamic Hamas that rules Gaza said three of the Palestinians killed were members of Hamas. Gaza media reported that gunmen had fired mortars toward the border with Israel. More than 135 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire since border protests began in Gaza on March 30th. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States has called on North Korea to act on its promise to give up its nuclear weapons and said the world, including China and Russia, must continue to enforce sanctions until it does so. Speaking at the United Nations, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said all members of the UN Security Council need to keep sanctions in place for them to work.
When sanctions are not enforced, the prospects for the successful denuclearization of North Korea are diminished.
U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said that there had been 89 violations of oil sanctions in the first 5 months of this year, and that the United States had photographic evidence of ship-to-ship transfers. Haley complained that China and Russia had blocked a U.S. move this week to halt all additional shipments of refined petroleum products to North Korea. China is Pyongyang's closest ally. A South Korean court sentenced former President Park Geun-hye to 8 more years in prison Friday on charges related to the 2016 parliamentary elections. Seoul Central District Court documents show the 66-year-old Park was sentenced to 6 years in prison for receiving nearly $3 billion from the National Intelligence Service. She also was given 2 additional years for improperly interfering in the selection of parliamentary candidates. Park has denied any wrongdoing. She is serving a separate 24-year jail term after a lower court found her guilty of other corruption charges in April, including bribery and abuse of power and coercion. U.S. Democratic lawmakers are trying to compel a government interpreter to testify about what was discussed during President Donald Trump's one-on-one meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin this week. Trump and Putin met privately for more than 2 hours at a summit in Helsinki. Democrats want to compel the U.S. government interpreter, Marina Gross, to testify. Republicans are blocking that move. The White House has been engulfed in controversy since the Helsinki summit when Trump cast doubt on U.S. intelligence findings that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. The maker of a contraceptive implant says it is ending its sales of the device in the U.S. Jennifer King of AP reports.
Bayer Company says it'll stop selling its Assure implant in the United States. The company stopped selling the device in Europe last year. Assure is a permanent contraceptive device. 2 nickel-titanium coils spur the growth of scar tissue, block the fallopian tubes, and prevent sperm from fertilizing a woman's eggs. The FDA put multiple restrictions on the device after some women reported pain, bleeding, allergic reactions, and uterine punctures. Over 16,000 women in the United States are suing the company over Assure.
I'm David Byrd, VOA News in Washington.